96.3 WHUR and HUR Voices, Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. Your questions or comments, toll free at 855-288-4876. Now, Insight.
Welcome back to the Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. I'm Harold Fisher.
Today stands as one of those great moments where sports once again transcends, where sports provides a place for fundamental change on how our country should think and act.
That's Sacramento Mayor Kevin Johnson and former NBA point guard commenting on the ban of LA Clippers owner Donald Sterling from the NBA. Commissioner Adam Silver threw the book at Sterling as punishment for racist statements he admitted to making. So what does this mean for the NBA and America when we talk about the consequences of racism? We're talking about it tonight with former NBA player and News Channel 8 sports analyst Junior Burrow. Also, attorney A. Scott Bolden. Lines are open. Want to hear from you. Let's talk about it. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810 outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876. That's 855-288-4876. Scott, Jr., thank you both for joining me. I appreciate it.
Thanks for having me, Harold.
Okay, Scott, let's start with you. Big news today. This has certainly set a precedent in the NBA, but what about for America? Is this truly an historic moment?
Well, I certainly think so. I mean, you know, NBA owners, like any other owners of professional sports team, are often referred to as the billion-dollar or the billionaire's boys club. And here, with so much money involved and so much money at stake, for the NBA commissioner to take such a strong stand, a righteous stand, against one of the owners that he works for, quite frankly, made it not only historic, but well noted, because even in 2014, that enough is enough, that racism and expressed racism, we have no tolerance for it, it has no place. And unfortunately, or rather fortunately in this regard, these words by Mr. Sterling to his girlfriend about black people and people of color were heard and released, if you will. And so as a result, I think it was very historic, but an appropriate response by the commissioner.
Junior, would you have ever imagined that something like this could have happened when you were on the pro hardwoods?
Well, you know, first of all, just happy to be here, obviously, and being able to talk about it.
Sure.
I mean, it's really hard, Al, to express that part of it because, you know, like I said, I've been on your show, being from Charlotte, North Carolina, and, you know, obviously we're all of age to where you've heard of stuff like this, you've been involved in it in your own life, and you've had some of these things happen to you as a black man, and you've heard some of these things, but you've never really been able to, you know, obviously have it on tape. You know, it's always the small innuendos, or it's just a blatant Confederate flag stuff, you know, because where I'm from and all those kind of things have happened to you. But I'm just not exactly sure if you can ever have thought about it ever getting to this point when I was playing basketball. It happened a lot when I was overseas, playing in Spain. You know, I know you've heard some of the places that you play overseas where it's really bad, but I've never seen it this blatant and just right in front of you. And for him to have, you know, him being able to articulate what exactly was on his mind, and the way he sounded was so matter of fact when you listen to him on tape, that this is just the way he thought and the world he lived in. And, you know, it's just so profound that you can hear it like this. And it's, and, you know, like I said, it's on tape, so.
And it's interesting. He said, you know, when he was playing, and there was that discussion earlier today where, you know, owners, high profile managers may have been, you know, overheard saying things that were woefully inappropriate, racist, sexist, the whole bit. And even Commissioner Adam Silver said today that he has known Donald Sterling for 20 years, and yet he says that he didn't know him well enough to be aware of this. Is Silver playing both sides of the fence, Scott, in this particular case?
Well, I don't think so. I mean, I think he may have – he's playing both sides in the sense that he says that over 20 years he has not had any reason to believe that Sterling had these beliefs or feelings. But his statement today and his $2.5 million fine – and by the way, he did not speak with Sterling before he made his decision. He made the decision this morning, and a lifetime ban is a pretty powerful rebuttal to the fact that the NBA, who is multi-ethnic, multicultural, is simply not going to stand for it and tolerate it. But let's remember this. What's powerful about this recording is it confirmed so many suspicions of so many people of color over several years. Maybe not with a professional sports team, but in any industry, quite frankly. And when you hear it, it is more powerful because it matches up with your suspicions. And so,
absolutely,
I think the commissioner had a powerful response. But one other thing, Harold, let's be real clear about this. This commissioner did an investigation. Sterling never apologized in that meeting. If you heard the press conference,
right? There was no apology. He just admitted, yes, that was me.
Right, absolutely. And so, but one other thing that's playing here, this is a multi-million-dollar organization, the NBA, not billion dollars like the NFL, and this is also about money. The commissioner and the NBA league, as well as the owners, really had no choice in this matter. Think about it. You had 20 sponsors withdraw their money and investment in the Clippers alone. You had multi-talented, multi-millionaire basketball players prepared to boycott the games. You had several fans prepared to boycott the game. I think it was incredible that we have that response, not just from people of color, but from people from all nationalities. And so the commissioner, I'm not saying he wouldn't do it any other way. I'm not sure that the punishment would have been as severe, because he's got to do something to save the image of this league. This is playoff time. This is when they make their most money. It couldn't have come at a worse time for the league or the commissioner. And I think that played into the severity of the punishment.
Let me go to the phone lines real quick. James calling from Philadelphia. Thanks for calling, James. What's on your mind?
Yes. Here's my comment. As reprehensible and repugnant as Sterling's words were, his actions over the years were even worse. And they were well known. I mean, his being sued by the DOJ, which he settled out of court. It was one of the largest, if not the largest. Suit filed by the Justice Department in terms of housing discrimination in the history of the United States. His statements about black people and Mexicans. So it wasn't like his behavior wasn't well known, and yet there were people. The guy who I want to hear from, who's been conspicuously silent, is David Stern. He was the commissioner when all this was going on. With Donald Sterling, hit the sexual harassment suits against him. So this guy, somebody should have gotten control of this bully a long time ago, and nothing was done. Mm. I just want your two guests comment about that.
Well, let me let them comment after the break. I got to take a break. Junior, you're going to be up next to comment on what James had to say. James, thank you for your phone call. Lines are open, 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876, 855-288-4876. We'll be back in just a bit.
The views expressed by Mr. Sterling are deeply offensive and harmful. That they came from an NBA owner only heightens the damage and my personal outrage.
Commissioner Adam Silver of the NBA today talking about the controversy over the LA Clippers owner, Donald Silver, and the racist comments that he made. We are talking about the consequences of race tonight with my guests, former NBA player and News Channel 8 sports analyst Junior Burrow, and attorney A. Scott Bolden. Lines are open at 202-319-7810. Outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876. Before the break, we were talking to James Junior. He was talking about, David Stern and the reputation of Donald Sterling and why something like this had not happened before. Talk to me about the culture.
Well, the first thing you have to remind James of is that when you start talking about, and Scott brought it up, you're talking about the Billionaires Boys Club. If you went into every billionaire's background or owner of a team, which would be any sport, there are going to be some scenarios or issues or small things that you're going to find that you're not comfortable with. And that's just the fact of it, and it's nothing you can do with that part. Secondly, you're David Stern, and when David Stern got into the league, and when the league was drowning, if everybody remembers, we're all old enough to remember tape, everything was tape delayed at the time. So you're talking about being desperate to get owners to put their money in, to get sponsors, et cetera. So he's kind of dealt a hand that he really didn't have any other choice to get in business with people like this. And that's just kind of what it was at the time. Now, I'm pretty sure he could have found another owner of the Clippers at this point in time. But at the time when he became an owner back in 1981 of the Clippers, there wasn't people lining up to give you $18 million of their money to make it happen for the NBA, because it really wasn't the league it is now. And you have to remember those kind of things when you're talking about Donald Sterling, because the first thing you have to think about is that the fact that he is an 81-year-old man. And 81-year-old Jewish white man, and those are the kind of things that a lot of times when you start talking about the older generation, that they have some of these comfortable arguments or feelings that they express in other ways. And his track record of housing discrimination and all those things gives the red flag for him. But he's just in some multitude of these guys running around owning businesses and companies and et cetera. And I'm pretty sure if you talk to David Stern off the record, he would have been able to say, like, listen, those are small things compared to some of the other people that were lining up to be owners of the NBA at the time or any of these professional leagues.
All right, Scott, real quick.
Yeah, I agree with Junior. The other thing you got to remember is, when you're in business and you're very, very successful, lawsuits are par for course. So if DOJ sues you and you settle out of court, it's usually a confidential settlement. And even if it wasn't, it's accusations from both sides, and therefore it's settled and it's resolved. I'm not sure there's anything the league could have done about that. The lawsuit that Elgin Baylor brought that had quite a few of difficult and dangerous accusations about the racial culture and some of the racial things that he went through, and really said it was a slave master's mentality and culture to work with the Clippers and to work with the owner. That lawsuit was dismissed. And so your colleagues who are owners and the commissioner, it's dangerous for them to make a judgment call to do something to penalize or to suspend the owner when these are just mere allegations. This taping, whether it was done legally or not, was irrefutable. And as a result, the league had to act.
And we're going to talk about the legal ramifications of that phone call and what's going to happen moving forward. So if you were on the phone, that includes Vince, Wayne, Cheryl, and Mike, do not hang up. We will take your phone call. You will be able to hear the program. The Daily Drum will continue on Sirius XM Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. Jeff Brown is next with the original Quiet Storm on 96.3 WHUR. Don't forget, tomorrow we will be sitting at the Reporters Roundtable discussing more about the Donald Sterling issue and race in America. Stay with us. More on Sirius XM Channel 141 coming up next.